Bringing Christ to the nations and the nations to the church. Daily devotions from Lutheran Hour Ministries.
Welcome. By Dr. Carol Geisler for Monday, November 25th, 2019. The text is Psalm 122, the first two verses. I was glad when they said to me, "Let us go into the house of the Lord." Our feet have been standing within your gates, O Jerusalem. Let us go to the house of the Lord. When you hear that invitation, when the opportunity arises to go to God's house for worship, are you glad? You and I may be happy to hear and respond to the invitation for any number of reasons. Certainly, we come to the Lord's house in glad obedience to His command to remember and keep the Sabbath day holy. We observe Sunday as our day of rest and worship, adding to our joy with the weekly celebration of Jesus' resurrection. You and I may attend church out of habit, but it is a good habit to have, one that we share with our Lord, who went to the synagogue each Sabbath, as was His custom. See Luke chapter 4, verse 16. Perhaps you enjoy the fellowship of worship with your brothers and sisters in Christ, and you usually don't mind a little extra fellowship afterwards, you know, coffee, donuts. In the worship and fellowship, you and I follow in the footsteps of the saints. Throughout the pages of Scripture, we read of the faithful who gathered for worship, and from the earliest days of the church, the followers of Christ gathered to devote themselves, as it says in Acts chapter 2, verse 42, to devote themselves to the apostles' teaching and the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. All of the above are good reasons to be glad to go into the house of the Lord. But there is a greater reason and a greater gladness. When you and I gather for worship, our host is there to meet us. After all, it is His house, and like every good host, God welcomes us into His presence. In the house of the Lord, you hear the good news that your sins are forgiven for the sake of Christ Jesus. Can there be a greater reason for joy and gladness? Through holy baptism, God welcomes new children, children of all ages, into the household of faith. He sustains and nourishes us in faith as we listen to His word. The Lord Jesus welcomes you as a guest at His table where He Himself is present in His body and blood. You and I, we bring our prayers and our offerings to the Lord, filled with gratitude for His gracious gifts. We join in songs of joyful praise. Redeemed in Christ, you and I, according to the Scripture, not only in the house of the Lord, we are the house of the Lord, like living stones, as Peter says in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 5. He says, we are like living stones being built up as a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. You and I offer up to our God, to our Savior, the sacrifices of a repentant heart, of prayer and praise, and our very bodies as living sacrifices dedicated to His service all throughout the week, until we are glad to meet again for worship in the house of the Lord. We pray to Him. O God, our Savior, we are glad to be in your house as we join our brothers and sisters to receive your gifts and to offer up to you our sacrifice of praise. Amen.